Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
This might be the last day that you're getting Dimitri live and dangerously local if, and I want to stress if, I don't know if this is the case, but if it is, if this is the beginning of a lawfare where they're coming after me, coming after me because I had the nerve to start asking questions about Erica Tamberin, a public figure, by the way, real estate, an administrator, a village of Shadyside, plus all the court cases she was involved in over the years or decades or whatever. And now she's got a high pot. This isn't just any old law firm here. This isn't a Sam Harris or a Mark Thomas or anything like that. This is, you know, this is about as bad as it gets if you're on the other side. This is Patrick S. Cassidy, for God's sake. And I get this letter. And if this is, because the first sentence is really, I'm very, very concerned about this. Please know I represent Erica Tamberin, a citizen of West Virginia, and am investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and or entities on her behalf. Certain individuals could include me, and certain and or entities could include this radio station. Who are we kidding here? I think that's what he's really saying. And I've got to answer to him now, an explanation as soon as possible, hopefully no later than the end of next week. The hell am I going to say to him? I don't have a lawyer. No one's calling to give me any advice on this either. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Well, I've got to think about this. I don't know what I'm going to do. Jesus. And the buzzing is still going on in my headphones here. All right, let's shift gears. Let's do something fun. I got a pair of tickets, big prize package for you. This is for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. It's there at the zoo. It's magnificent. Both of them are magnificent. I mean, they've got some of the neatest animals, giant giraffes and elephants and octopuses and seahorses and tigers and lions and bears. All it's a very, very good zoo. And it's a very, very, very good aquarium. And I've got a pair of tickets here for you. 15th caller. Here's the phone number. Now, before you call, make sure that you turn down the volume on your radio or any other device that you're using listening to Dimitri on Big Willie 105.5. The reason for that is if I hear that going on in the background while you're calling me, then we get all sorts of feedback and static and all sorts of terrible things, and you can't make out the call. It's terrible. So make sure that you turn down the volume on your phone. Excuse me, not on your phone, but on your radio or any other device that you're using to listen to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on perhaps one of his last days here. All right, now the phone number. So, wait, let me clear the lines here. Hold on. Line one. Line two. Line three. Line 4, line 5, line 6, line 7, line 8, line 9, line 10, line 11, line 12, line 13, line 14, line 15. All right, the lines are cleared. Here's the phone number. Oh, if you've won anything in the past 30 days, any of our radio stations here on Rock Hill, then I'm sorry, you're not eligible. You got to wait 30 days. Give somebody else a chance. You have to come here to pick up the tickets on Rock Hill, 56325 High Ridge, right across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. We just don't trust the post office. I'm sorry, we just don't. We don't know if it's going to get there to you or not. So you got to come here and pick up the tickets. 15th caller. Here we go. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. 15th caller wins and wins big. The tickets are right here. Air tickets, Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. Why am I shaking so much? Line one, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Hannah.
I'm sorry?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Canna, what you up to these days?
Heading out to go fishing.
Okay, you're number one. Doesn't that say it all about Big Willie 105.5? I'm going to miss all these people. Line two, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Dave.
Dave. You had to stop and think about that, Dave, did you?
You just caught me off guard, buddy.
That was the second caller. He calls in. He's listening to the show. He calls in. I answer. I ask him his name, and that catches him off guard. Okay. 740-325-1490. This may take a lot longer than I thought. I got to tell you. Oh, man. All right, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Dave.
Okay, the same Dave that just called?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't catch you off guard this time, did I?
No.
All right, that's going to take a long time today. Dave is already beaming. Apparently, this is a slow day when it comes to winning prizes on the radio. Oh, my God. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. 15th caller. So far, we've had three calls. Two of them are Dave. And one of the Dave calls, he thought I was caught. I caught him off guard. That's how my morning is going now. So it's, you know, between that and the lawfare from, you know, Cassidy Law and that buzzing in my headphones, and I actually can't wait to talk to Mr. Big Willie after the 8 o'clock news, and then Jimmy Willis around 8:30. Hold on, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Matt.
Matt. Okay. What you up to these days, Matt?
On the way home from work.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do?
Coal miner.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, sir. You're caller number four. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Dave.
Same Dave?
Different Dave.
Different Dave. Okay, number five. A lot of Daves. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Mary.
Mary. And where are you calling from?
Valley Grove.
Oh, Valley Grove. God bless you. What are you up to these days, Mary?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, you're number six. Not a whole lot. Okay. Not a whole lot. We're barely halfway through this contest, and it's like pulling teeth. This is a great prize. These tickets for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. Let me tell you, I spent a lot of time there. When I was a kid, it was actually called the Highland Park Zoo back in the day. This is a great zoo. Incredible animals, the Komodo dragons and snakes and all. And in the aquarium part with the penguins and everything else, it's a wonderful experience. Every kid, every grandkid should go to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium a number of times. Why is my hand still shaking? 740-325-1490. If you get a busy signal, just hang up and try again. Give you a little hint. No busy signals today. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Sherry.
Sherry, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bridgeport.
Bridgeport? Oh, I love Bridgeport. And what are you up to these days, Sherry?
Oh, just dropped my son off at school.
Okay, Bridgeport school?
Yep.
Go Bulldogs?
Yes, go Bulldogs.
Didn't sound very enthusiastic, Sherry. I'm trying to bond with you. That was number seven. You know, you're trying to bond with these people. And you go, oh, Bulldogs! And, you know, she's going, yeah, Bulldogs, you know, whatever. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, where are you calling from?
Barnesville.
Oh, Barnesville. That's great. I love the village. Go Shamrocks!
Go Shamrocks.
Jeez. What are you up to these days, Jeremy?
Just working.
Just working. Any kind of work in particular? Just whatever you can get.
Environmental inspector.
Oh, really?
LaRoche Tree Service.
Oh, LaRoche. Oh, that's a great company. It's a wonderful. And you inspect the environment?
Nah. Making sure all the streams and wetlands and all that stuff's protected.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. Good work. And you are caller number eight. Good luck to you. Well, he said environmental inspector. I was assuming he inspected the environment or something. I don't know. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Ben.
Ben, where are you calling from?
Yorkville.
Yorkville. Love Yorkville. And what are you up to these days, Ben?
I drive a medical transport vehicle.
Really? Medical transport, like hearts for transplants and all that?
No, I drive people to doctor's appointments, Columbus, Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Anybody die on you on the way there or the way back?
No, not recently.
Jesus. Well, you know, nothing recent, so I guess that's good. That was caller number nine. We have just five more to go. Someone's going to be a big winner here. What kind of audience do I have here? Big Willie 105.5. What kind of audience is this? All right, and now there are no calls. I think Ben scared off everybody else. Oh, nobody died recently. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. The prize package radio contest from hell. 105.5. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, it's Sherry again.
Sherry, okay. Go Bulldogs.
Yes, go Bulldogs.
You're number 10. She's getting better at it. Between Sherry and Dave, I don't know who's going to win. Maybe somebody will surprise us. One line is actually open. Big Willie 105.5, which first name?
Patty.
Patty, where are you calling from?
Dillonville.
Dillonville, okay, great. And what are you up to these days, Patty?
On my way to work.
Yeah, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, great. Which hospital?
I work home health, WVU.
Okay, great. Well, you're caller number 11. Good luck to you. Thank you for your call. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Jeremy again.
Jeremy, it sounds like you're calling me from the ocean. Where are you?
I'm in Barnesville.
I hear like an ocean in the background or a hurricane. What the hell's going on there? Are you outdoors or something? And what is this noise that I'm hearing?
I don't know. I'm inside, buddy.
You're inside.
You got good hearing.
All right. You're number 12. Sounded like he was calling me from a hurricane or something, in the middle of a hurricane. All right. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Jody.
Jody. Where are you calling from, Jody?
Bethesda.
Bethesda?
Bethesda.
Okay. And what are you up to these days, Jody?
Going to work.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Where?
I do home health.
Also home health. Terrific. You. I love nurses. I really do. You're just the loveliest people. Back in the day, they were also the hottest people, too. The women who nurses back in the day, like stewardesses, the hottest. Are they still, nurses still very hot, Jody?
Yeah, I suppose.
That was a ringing endorsement of the state of nursing in this country today. Jody was number 13. Good luck. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Elena.
I'm sorry?
Elena.
Elena, where are you calling from?
I'm driving to work.
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm getting off the mall exit.
The mall exit in St. C?
Yep.
You going to stop at Starbucks for coffee or McDonald's?
Starbucks, yes.
Okay. How long is the line there this morning? 20 cars, 30?
No, like 4.
Oh, wow, that's very small. Your caller number 14, so close. I'm sorry. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Carly,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Steubenville.
Steubenville, great. And what are you up to these days, Carly?
I am heading to work.
Yeah, what kind of work do you do?
I am a veterinary assistant.
Oh, really? You hold down the animals while the veterinarians chop off their private parts?
Well, I monitor them, not quite hold them down.
Okay. Well, Carly, I've got great news for you. You're number 15. Yes. Yes. Carly. So what we're going to do here, Carly, is I'm going to pot you down here. Put down the volume. You're not going to be able to hear the show, but do not hang up because I've got to get your name and your other contact information so you can come here and pick up the tickets. You got to bring a driver's license or some other photo ID, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right,
good.
So give me a couple of minutes. You're not going to hear anything, and then I will get back to you off air. You give me your name, phone number, email address, and we'll have these tickets here reserved for you, Carly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Go Big Red! I guess Steubenville. All right, so congratulations to Carly, Veterinarian's Assistant. My goodness gracious, I know you're probably as surprised as I am, because all of these listeners who've called in, they all have jobs. I'm stunned. I'm stunned. My listeners are employed? I just kind of figured, oh, hold on a second, now the buzzing is gone. Oh, that's great. What the hell did I do? I think I hit the table. God, I hope you can hear me. Hold on a second. Carly, you still there?
I am.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, so I guess, my God, the buzzing actually stopped when I hit my elbow on her state-of-the-art Formica table. All right, well, that's a good thing. All right, so we'll get to Carly here in just a bit. We've got, I still can't believe this letter. Jesus, what am I going to do with this thing, this Cassidy Law thing? All right. Focus. You still have to do a show. You still have a career today. We got Mr. Big Willie himself. He's going to be calling in. That'll be after the 8 o'clock news. He'll be talking to us live. There's not a goof. This is for real. From the cab of his luxurious state-of-the-art Freightliner Cascadia 125. And I don't know what he's going to talk about. It's just whatever comes into his head. It's pretty much, I'm pissed off about this, or I want to talk about that, or whatever. And I go, okay. And then I just sit back for about 20 minutes. I just sit back here and just go, okay, go ahead. And he goes nonstop. It really is quite amazing. If you listen carefully, when Mr. Big Willie starts talking, he can go for 20 minutes. We've actually timed this. And not take a breath. Oh, you don't believe me? All right. Stay tuned. You get this guy talking, just starting, and see if you can ever hear him take a breath. It's amazing. His lung capacity is absolutely amazing. That's coming up after the news.